Okay, if you can open your Bibles to Matthew 8, verses 1 to 3. I'd like to just have us look at Christ's heart in response to a leper that comes to him for healing. Let's go ahead and read that. The four verses at the beginning, chapter 8. Matthew 8, 1 through 4. When Jesus came down from the mountain, large crowds followed him. And the leper came to him and bowed down before him and said, "Lord, if you are willing, you can make me clean." Jesus stretched out his hand and touched him, saying, "I am willing, be cleansed." And immediately his leprosy was cleansed. And Jesus said to him, "See that you tell no one, but go show yourself to the priest, present the offering that Moses commanded, as a testimony to him." So a little bit of background first. In the past chapters, Jesus had just preached the Sermon on the Mount, and he comes down from the mountain, and a man with leprosy meets him, seemingly working his way through the crowd, likely with people dodging him, trying not to touch him, so they wouldn't be unclean. This man comes before Jesus, bows before him, and asks for cleansing, if Jesus is willing. He rightly sees that this all depends on if Jesus is willing to cleanse him or not. He believes that Jesus has the power to, but it all depends on if Jesus really wants to. He's heard about Jesus. It seems he's heard about Jesus and his ability to heal in some manner, and thus has some hope that Jesus might heal him, and as such has braved the scorn of the crowd to make his way to him. We don't really know how much he's heard about Jesus, if he has heard of him healing lepers specifically, and we also don't know how much he's heard of Jesus' character. So there could be some doubts as to whether he would even acknowledge him or if he'd give him a cold shoulder. The leper does seem to know, though, and to trust and believe in some sense that Jesus is able to. But it all depends on if Jesus truly would want to, if he would heal him. But we see no doubt on Jesus' side. He affirms that he is willing. He touches him, and the man is healed immediately. We often are like this leper. It is not an exact parallel, but we see our sin, the leprosy of our sin, and we get a glimpse of the true state of our flesh, and we're disgusted or calloused or depressed about it. We know we ought to then come directly to God. We know the verses, the promises of God that Jesus came not for those that are healthy, but for the sick. He came not for the righteous, but for sinners. We know also that Paul experienced this, that he's not doing what he wants to do, Romans 7, but it's because of the sin that dwells within him that he does the very thing that he hates. But even though we know all that, still we stay away from God. We think that God wouldn't want me sometimes, or maybe because I've sinned in the exact same way that I have in the past so many times. Maybe he's grown tired of me. Surely I've disappointed him. He forgave King David, but he wouldn't forgive me because I sinned against grace. And in the gospel age with so much truth that I have not applied, and so many commands, direct commands I haven't obeyed. And as such, we stay away from God. We put off praying to him until we feel better or something like that. But in all this, we miss that it's God's heart to heal us. We so often forget or don't truly remember or forget in our hearts somehow that it is He who loves us. He isn't like us. We ourselves will get tired of one sinning against us over and over. We forget the verse that my thoughts are not your thoughts, and when we forget that we forget that that comes in the middle of God's promises of abundantly pardoning. If you could turn to Isaiah 55, I found this very encouraging. Isaiah 55:6-9. Seek the Lord while He may be found. Call upon Him while He is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return to the Lord, and He will have compassion on him, and to our God, for He will abundantly pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor your ways my ways, declares the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. We need to ask God that He would please show us His heart and show us His care for us, and that that He would please give us more and more a true heart understanding of Himself, that we would believe His word, that Jesus did not come to call the righteous but sinners, and because of that, He is indeed willing to forgive us.